Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, let me go with my little scene that happened yesterday. I'd forgotten all about it until you came up with your story and was speaking about it. Yesterday, I'm sitting at home. Lisa had to take the day off because the baby's sick. He's under the weather, right? And so they went to the doctor, came back, had to drop off a prescription and all this. And at some point in the afternoon, she had to go pick up the prescription.
Okay.
So it left me and the kid at home, me and Little Frog, right?
Right.
Well, Little Frog's not feeling well, but I put him in his high chair. I gave him one of those, the cheese stick.
String cheese?
The string cheese.
Okay.
He loves the cheese,
loves
okay?
Okay?
Cheese is what he'll say.
Okay.
And so I gave him this cheese. And the
Wait,
doorbell.
How does he go?
Cheese. And the doorbell rings.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, cool. I'll go grab the door. I don't know. I thought maybe it's Lisa.
Wait, you left him with a cheese stick?
Yeah.
He could choke.
I was just going to go see who's at the door.
You can't leave a kid.
It was within distance.
You can't leave a kid with a cheese.
Oh, my God.
They could choke.
It was just feet away.
Okay.
I walk over to the door. I open the door. Now, I don't have ring like you have.
Right. Okay?
So I don't know who it is. I thought maybe Lisa had forgot the key. Trying to get back in.
Because I'm shocked you answer your door. That's real.
I thought it was her because she ran to get the medicine.
And it was that quick.
And I had locked the door behind her. Maybe she didn't take the right keys, right?
Okay.
I didn't think that much about it. I get to the door. And there stands a guy with some pest control company. It's like pro something. I don't know what it is.
The worst.
Well, Jamie, on my door, I have a huge sign that says no solicitation.
Okay.
Bottom line, none.
And he
don't
still
want
rang?
Any. And here he is. And when I open the door, you know what the little schmuck does? I'm getting angry again.
Oh, no.
He literally has his finger pointing at the sign that says no solicitation. And he says, I'm here to sell Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, he just mocked you. He mocked your sign. He mocked your efforts. Wow.
I didn't even get the joke.
Oh.
I didn't know what he said point blank. I'm confused because he doesn't look like a Girl Scout.
So are you thinking he really has Girl Scout cookies?
I don't know what he means by that. I don't even get it. I don't get the joke. Okay.
Yeah.
I said, what? He goes, I'm here to sell Girl Scout cookies. And he starts laughing. And I'm like, oh, no, dude. I said, well, what are you doing? He said, I'm working on a house up the way and I want to run a deal by you and blah, blah, blah. I said, look. I stopped him.
Yeah.
I said, dude, I said, listen, I'm not interested. I said, we already had somebody here in the spring, Orkin. They were here. They took care of it. Got no bug problems. Haven't seen any bugs. I got a baby in here. I got to go. Then he starts his spill.
Yeah, they won't leave, BJ.
He wouldn't leave. He said, you know, do they spray? I said, I don't care where they sprayed. I said, dude, I got a child in here that's sick. I got to go. He wouldn't stop. He just kept pushing. Hey, I can save you $1,100. And then I'm thinking, wait a minute. How much does it cost to get a bug spray? You could save me $1,100? I wouldn't pay $1,100 from the beginning. I'd rather live with the bugs.
That's crazy amount of
money. How do you save $1,100?
I don't know. We're getting. I'm thinking the same thing, but this is off the beaten path.
Yeah, well, it calmed my anger just a bit because now I'm curious, right? How do you save $1,100 out of bug spray?
You shouldn't ask him any questions.
So finally, I have to tell the guy. I'm like, look, dude, you need to leave. You need to leave and leave us alone.
Right.
I'm not interested anymore. I never was interested. Only reason I came to the door is I thought it was my wife at the door. I'm over this. I gotta go.
You can't believe how many texts are coming through saying that asset came by last night to my house, too.
You're kidding.
All these people
I'm not
are texting.
Even watching Textnado.
They're all saying, oh my gosh, she's so aggressive. He won't leave.
He wouldn't leave.
Somebody
and
else
I said,
I'm going to call the cops.
I told Jamie off air, I said I was this close to saying, dude, you either get off my property or I'm calling the cops. But what really drove me nuts, what made me angry was the little joke when I first came out.
Yeah.
I'm here to sell cookies.
And he pointed
thinking
at your
that
no solicitation.
Thinking that I took the time, well, Lisa, to put that sign out there. And we mean business by it. We don't want to be hounded because we have a small child.
They went to Home Depot, got the sticker, took your... time.
I feel like you're mocking me.
I'm not.
What do you mean we went to Home Depot? No, this isn't a sticker. This is a plaque. Had to be screwed on there.
Really?
And when you go that far, you're serious.
Mm-hmm. I'm spitting yeah. too loud.
I got spit all over the microphone.
Everybody hates this guy. They're all texting.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the same guy. And look, I know he's out trying to do a job. But when you put on your door that no solicitation, it means you, bug man. It means you. It means every. What?
It means you, bug man. That means you. That signs it.
Yeah.
And he just came up and he mocked you. He's like, ha, 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 Girl Scout cookies. Yeah, he didn't care about your Home Depot sign.
Should have punched him.
Oh, I'd have called him a name.
You know what? I should have punched him, Sean. Yeah. Sean, you get my anger, don't you?
Oh, I totally get it.
Because in our neighborhood, and it's unlike Jamie's neighborhood, mm-hmm. because I think that fancy neighborhood over there, I don't think they get what we get.
No, they
We
do
get the
not.
Riffraff.
Oh, yeah, they drop them off by the van loads.
They do. They do.
Canvassers.
You, how many times, Sean, do you see in your neighborhood all those young guys with the white shirts on and the skinny black tie?
Yep.
No, that's a religion.
I know it is. I know who they are. They come to our door, Jamie.
The kingdom of heaven is at hand.
They pull up with a van.
What did he say?
The kingdom of heaven is at hand. They come to the door.
They pull up with a van, and they get out of there like muskrats, man.
Yep, they sure
They come
do.
Crawling out of the back of the van, and they scatter into the neighborhood.
I
will say the religious guys, those boys.
What is that religion called? What is that?
There's the Mormons.
Jehovah's Witness.
I think it's Jehovah's Witness. Yeah. And
but
you
I will
call
say,
them muskrats.
Those muskrats come rolling out of that van. And I will say this about...
They want you to find Jesus.
I will say this about the muskrats. They pay attention to the no solicitation signs.
Oh, agree.
I do. Well, they have respect for it. Mm-hmm. They've been told by the elders to please stay away from the houses that have these the signs up. And I commend them for that because they do it. But this guy here with his little bug spray pellet, I don't know what he had. He shows up and just totally ignores my sign and cracks jokes about it.
Look at you. You're bright red.
Hang on a second. I've got spit
you're
back.
Like, you're like...
Microphone again.
You're bright red. Like you're going to have a grabber.
Hey Spadil, we're going to have to wash this windscreen I have on here. It's gone too far this morning.
I'll have my guy get on that.
It's I can't get this one clunker. I can't get
Can
off
we just
here.
Order a new one?
No. I'm fond of this one. You're just getting... I can't get this
so
off.
Wow.
I'm sorry I got so worked up.
Nasty. Oh, that kind of made me gag a little.
I will tell you, though, honestly, and Sean, you're in the same neighborhood.
Yeah.
It gets old.
It gets real
well,
old.
Well, that's why if old. I might do my endorsement right now, even though it's not an endorsement, this is not paid, you got to get Ring, man, or Nest. Literally, you got to get it. Because you always think like who was at the door and that'll bug you. But when you see them on your phone and you can push the button and go, no, thank you. And then they turn around and leave. Or you don't even have to push the button and talk to them. You can just ignore them. But at least you see them there.
But.
And they're on tape.
But at the same time, knowing that you have that big sign on your door and I look up and I see somebody out there selling magazines on my doorbell, causing the dogs to ring and the baby to cry or the baby to wake up. Often it wakes him up from a nap. Mm-hmm. It's going to make me so.
Maybe baby sleeping is better than no solicitation. I think baby sleeping, they will not disrespect it.
To see on my phone somebody that disrespect my sign that's on the front door, I think I'd still go out there and yell at them.
Well, I think, though, well...
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I don't...
Because it's like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this when it clearly is marked?
But see, then you get all... You know, you and I have guns, and then it gets all escalated. Then you think you have to go in and get your gun, and it's...
I don't want
to
have to shoot.
Yeah, that's why I don't answer my door. I'll have to...
I shoot into the air. Warnings.
Well, no, then it comes back down.
Geez, there I went again.
Oh,
I'll never get this clean. Son of a...
That is nasty!
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime. On the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.